Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, it's been several months ago that I brought to you a portion of a prophetic word that the Lord gave me in July of 2005, and there's been some recent events that have been going on, and I feel to give this to you again today. It began this way. In not many days, there will be a changing of the hands who hold the reins of government. It will be said to be a change of time and chance. Make no mistake, this change is orchestrated at the highest level, where evil men gather to form plans of terror against the army of the Lord. And it goes on to say how these men will come to their end and what will happen there. But I want to take back up with this. All eternity now gathers around the point of culmination of all things. You are there. Now listen to this. Words will be dispensed which I have placed in you. They are held back for such a time as I have preordained. Mighty words. Words of authority. Words as weapons against the evil destroyer, that deceiver of nations. The battle is for the words. But my word will prevail, not without persecution. But persecution is sweet when it leads to restoration of all things. Torment of the soul waits for those who were given the opportunity to instill righteousness into the calamity. Their refusal marks the end of their season. They will still try to operate, but have no authority, and are operating as empty vessels. They will not last. As a vine is cut and yet seems to thrive, so is their fate. It is seen that I did not see or know, but I have seen, and what I have seen will be open to be revealed to those who have been under the power of deception. Now, the Lord gave me this word, as I said, 2005, concerning a time, culmination of all things, and that's what the last days ministry is about, speaking in the day of trouble on the one hand, but the day of excitement awaiting the soon return of our Lord and Savior. And what the Lord is telling us here is that the words that God has given us are the weapons, and the battle is for the words. If the devil can shut you up, if the devil can steal from you the words that the Lord has given you, then you are powerless. The power is in the word. Jesus said in Mark 13:11, I want to read this. Now, he was referencing the fact that these people would come under condemnation and be brought before rulers because of their belief in him. And listen to what he says in Mark 13:11. Let me read 10 first. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. But when they arrest you, not if they, but when they arrest you and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you will speak. But whatever is given you in that hour, speak that, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Now, that's where the power is, not in what we think up to say or think up to do, but is in what God has given us to say. It begins with a word. And the latter part of that prophetic word that I read, where it says those that have been given the opportunity to instill righteousness into the situation but did not, now their power does not remain. I believe that we've seen that in the Church of Jesus Christ in terms of so many leaders falling, organizations falling, because, you see, they fell after the temptation to become like the world, to not just be in the world, but to be of the world, to compete according to the world's standards, to try to blend in. I mean, it's been called a relevant gospel or a user-friendly church. I understand all those concepts. I understand that we do have to meet the needs of people, but we must never change the word feeling like that's meeting needs. It's not meeting their needs. It's doing them an injustice. And those that have refused to give the word, the pure, unadulterated, what thus saith the Lord, now basically their time is past. That doesn't mean they're going to hell. That just means their ability to have influence in these last days is over. But there still remains those, the remnant, that will speak what God has said. Well, how are you going to know what God has said? First of all, your prayer life has to be a constant. That doesn't mean that it's always on your knees, but it means that you're in constant communication with your Father by way of the Holy Spirit. It also means that you are in the Word of God as we have it, and that you let the Holy Spirit help you to rightly divide it. You know, I see people making major points out of things in the Bible that were meant to come alongside another point, rather than seeing what God has meant to say. Let's strive to see what God is saying, not what fits our agenda. And that is where your power is. You feel powerless? You are not. In these last days, as trouble increases, if you stay looking at the author and finisher of your faith, which is Jesus Christ, He will give you the words you need to speak. First of all, He'll speak them to you to help you. And then you'll speak them to those around you to help those around you. And our words will win. And they overcame him. Who? That evil deceiver. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. See, without Jesus' sacrifice, forget it. But by the blood of the Lamb, and then what? By the word of their testimony. The words, the words, the words. And they love not their life unto death. I certainly hope that you don't have to give your life, but I hope you're willing to give your life for your Savior. And in the meantime, I hope that you're willing to give your life in service for Him. How? By being obedient to what He has said to do, and by speaking His word, and by speaking the word of your testimony. Make no mistake, the battle is for the words. Don't let any circumstance, don't let any situation, don't let any relationship, don't let any bad day steal those words from you. Keep them in your mouth. Speak them with confidence. Let's pray about that. Father, I thank you that you warn us before anything that happens. Lord, you've given us so many prophetic utterances within your holy word. And Lord, you speak to us also individually and corporately. And Lord, if we're listening, you'll let nothing get past us. I thank you, Lord, that you have warned us, and along with that, you give us a strategy for overcoming. And Lord, I know that is found within the knowledge and understanding and use of your word. Help us to be bold and use your word in such a way, Lord, that the enemy is scattered before us. I thank you that you strengthen us for the work of these last days. Lord, we can only do this because you have rebuked and exiled the devourer from our lives, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, watch and pray, as Jesus said, and know this, that the word of God is powerful. It is the only thing that will help you stand during the last days. No wonder the battle is for the words. I'm praying for you.